This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is sponsored by the Education and Outreach Team for the Messenger Mission to Planet Mercury. Follow the mission as the spacecraft helps to unlock the secrets of the inner solar system at www.messenger-education.org.
It's the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, host of the AAAS radio show and podcast Science Update. Brian Grigsby is a former planetarium director with a master's degree in science education who also worked with Arizona State University on distance learning programs. He's combined his love of space science, his interest in science education, and his experience with distance learning to create out-of-school opportunities for children to explore the planets using real scientific data and guided by real planetary scientists. He's currently Science Department Chair at Shasta High School in California and coordinator of the Student Planetary Investigators Program based at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory. He says he began with mixing Earth science and planetary geology with his own students.
As I was teaching my kids scientific principles, I was also teaching them about NASA exploration, and beginning to kind of combine the two really started to make sense, where I was exposing my kids to scientific foundational principles and getting their hands on real data that NASA was looking at and scientists were looking at.
Offering the program via webinar allows him to include both scientists and students from anywhere in the country.
And this is all done via distance learning. We use a program that allows us to be able to step through things like PowerPoint presentations and lecture presentations to where either I'm doing the presentation or maybe a scientist will do a presentation. And then kids actually will dial in and teams will dial in from their computers all around the United States. So they don't have to be actually at a specific facility that is specific for geology or whatever. They can be at their home computer to be able to view some of these training sessions.
They focus on a particular planet and a spacecraft exploring that planet, beginning with basic background information.
This is what scientists have looked at in the past. This is how they've studied the surface of a planet. So we go through some of those basics there. So we teach them the foundation of that.
Then the students learn about an instrument that scientists are using to study the planet. In his first project with the Applied Physics Lab, he had students studying the moon via the Miniature Radio Frequency, or Mini-RF, instrument aboard the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter.
And so we teach kids some basics about radar imaging, about remote sensing, for example. Why do we need to look at the surface of a planet from orbit? What's the importance of that? What's the importance of the instrument that they're using on board the spacecraft? So we really go through a lot of just them understanding why scientists use the tools that they do to study this particular planet.
Next, the planetary investigators portion of the program really kicks in.
Then we kind of put them into the beginning research phase, where we give them maybe 3 or 4 examples of some very scientifically interesting areas on the surface of a planet, on this particular planet they're looking at, and what are the things that they can tell based on the image and the data that they have? What can they tell about what's happened on the surface of that planet? So it begins to train their eyes of what they're looking at, that based on their experience and the training they've already had, they can start to make some educated determination of what they're seeing on the surface and what's happening.
Just like real scientists, the students analyze the instrument data, even using some of the same analytical software that the scientists use.
And then at the end of all of this, even have some of them present to the scientists themselves through these distance learning tools that we're using, and be able to actually, in their own words, speak directly to the scientists to say, this is what we found and this is what we're studying, and have some direct feedback directly from the scientists.
Of course, all this takes scientists who are willing and able to explain these complex concepts and procedures to young people, and teachers who are knowledgeable and confident enough to support them.
It's a great combination between scientists teaching some of these students and then students expanding it with the help of their teacher mentors and understanding the foundational principles of geology. So even though some of it appears complex, I think that it can be very complex, but some of the things that our kids are doing can be just as simple as doing just simply analysis of morphology. And anybody can look at that and determine, well, that kind of looks like a lava tube, and that looks like it was formed by some other process. Other than maybe volcanic formation. So we really try to emphasize understanding foundational principles and then start to bring in the more complex principles with the help of scientists.
And while the Student Planetary Investigators program can't serve every student in the country, Grigsby believes that the same techniques can and should be a big part of science education writ large.
And I think it can be a part, an active part, of real science education. That it's no longer, this. What I like about this program is that it's not a program that you're going to find in a textbook, because textbooks, once you print them, that's how they are for forever until you get an updated version. But a program like this is using the most current information that you could possibly get, and in some cases, so brand new, some scientists are like, we're still studying this. We don't know what might be causing this. And that's what science is all about, is investigating new ideas and things that we don't understand. So I think science needs to gear kids towards in those directions, to where they're really detectives in a way in understanding, you know, what makes our universe tick.
Currently, the Student Planetary Investigators program is developing its next iteration, focusing on the messenger mission to planet Mercury. The plan is to offer the new program in time for the fall 2013 school year. Well, that's all we have for you this time. For the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast, I'm Bob Hershon.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by Astrosphere New Media Association. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye.